and we are recording.
What are we saying?
Do you want to start the show? Do you want to, as our special guest, do you want to start the show?
Okay. Disney. Sing it with me, guys.
What are we singing?
Come on, James.
Disney.
Cats.
What is happening? So am I not putting the normal intro?
I don't know what the normal intro is.
But this is a bonus intro.
This is a bonus intro. Yeah, typically.
I can't remember what that was.
So, James, you're saying to play the intro and then play that intro?
Sure.
All right, well.
Intro.
Let's introduce ourselves. My name is Bradley. I'm one of the hosts of this magical show.
Magical.
Say. And over on the other side of the world, we have, what's your name, James?
I'm James. I am the other host of this. I'm trying to think of another word for magical. That's like a
magical, fantastical.
Ooh, you fantastical! Guys just watched That's a
good Encanto.
One. We did, yeah. But that was like 2 months ago at this point. We watched it in January. The episode came out in February.
Ooh.
Dang, yeah. It's crazy to think about. That was 2 months ago. Where has the time gone?
I don't know.
You know, time is just a man-made construct. Oh, no. Bradley told me that once in a Five Guys.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You drew me a picture and everything.
Oh, I did. We should have saved. Oh, we have those pictures. Maybe I'll post that as the show. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name's Emmy. Ew, I don't like how I say my name. My name's Ember Glennis Mazzani.
Do you want to tell people about your other show?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Sleepy Time podcast that we haven't done for at least a few thousand years.
It's on the same feed, so if you've seen it before, this is Emmy. She was also on the...
I've been stressed out at work, so that's why. Everybody.
We just don't sleep anymore.
We sleep. That's pretty much all I can do without being so tired.
Well,
James, you get it.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, I forgot. James works at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So, you know, typically, I think we had said, oh, it's going to be a month till we see you next time, but we had... Not one.
Not
two. Potentially two, but no, it was two.
But two.
We had two bonus episodes in between this. One of them might not get recorded. So if you're listening in the future, like on the day that this comes out, and there wasn't two and there was only one, then yeah.
I just had a cool thought. If I get really close to the microphone and do this, can people hear it?
James, could you hear that?
Hear what?
Me going click, click with my teeth. Look.
It's a very faint pinging sound.
I don't know. Just thinking about it.
So you might have noticed the last bonus episode that we had was the click clacking, just a whole episode of click clacking.
Click clack moo.
What?
That's the best book ever.
What?
Click clack moo.
Is it a book?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the last episode we had was a... What are you trying to...
Oh, my AirPod. My AirPod stopped working.
Did it stop working, or is James just not talking?
James, say something.
Hello.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's just he kind of lets me talk. So for people who
cut that out.
I don't cut anything out anymore.
Oh, okay.
For people who are wondering, Emmy thought her AirPod was not working, and it was just
new to the apps.
James, or the silence of James.
The silence of the
James. So what I was saying is. The last episode that we had supposedly is going to be a Weezer MGK album thing. If it came out, great. If it didn't, then we'll talk about it, you know, next time or something. But The bonus episode before was Turning Red, the new Pixar movie. It was Jamesless because James has got better stuff to do.
I was sleeping at that time.
I also didn't tell him until the day of, in case
this is true. That usually yeah. happens. It's like, hey, I'm doing this, and usually I'm sleeping.
Did you watch Turning Red?
I watched part of it because then I had to run errands after. It was interesting.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, talk about it. Do you relate to the panda, James, or the fox, the red fox?
Is that it's a red panda.
It's panda. A red panda.
Do you relate to the panda?
Yeah, I consider myself a red panda.
That's good.
So you can take pictures with people like she did in the movie.
Yeah, James used to take pictures all the time because he would around. This was in high school. He would dress up in a full Santa costume, dye his beard slightly white. And I don't know how he dyed it. I think he just put like baby powder in it. Am I right on that?
No, I used some like hair whitening, but you're right. It never worked out where it was like fully white. It was like a whitish gray, which was kind of disappointing.
You know, James used to stick pencils in his beard. See how long it would stick.
Oh my god, boys are so weird.
And those were the days.
So random.
Well, I
a pencil full beard full of pencils.
James, I was looking through I downloaded Snapchat again just so because I was looking for the date of a concert. And I found some videos, and the first video I found was me standing on my bed saying, "The floor is lava," and you saying, "No, no, 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 no," and me going, "Yes, yes, 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 yes," and then me jumping onto your bed. Do you recall this?
Wait, was that in Disney?
It was.
I don't recall the specific situation, but yes, I do remember many, many nights of the floor is lava.
He almost broke you, like, at least a few times.
Almost broke
yeah. I'm very lucky to still be, you know, in one piece.
I also, there was another video, one that I'll send you, that's just us on the bus and you going, "Disney World," really loud. But then the other one that I saw was me looking at the camera and saying, "James is mad at me right now because I moved my bed right against the closet so that we can barely go."
I remember that.
And I forgot that I did that.
And I'm still mad about that. Why would you put it in front of the closet?
It was slightly in front of the closet.
It was a fire hazard.
It was
not. A fire hazard.
Yeah, if there's a fire, I can't hide in the closet. Also, I can't go in there and jump out and be, "I'm Polka James." So that's a whole nother story in itself, but I was also disappointed about that.
We definitely told that story before, but I just forgot about because you could open the closet. It was just kind of hard to open the closet. If I remember correctly, but you know, for people who are like, "Hey, you know, I thought this was going to be about Meet the Robinsons." It is. So, you know.
Yep.
But
not the Robinsons, just some Robinsons.
No, this is James meeting me. James, let's pretend that you've never met me before.
Bradley's last name is Robinson. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Wow. Hi, Bradley Robinson.
We're going to act out a scene, okay?
Gross.
You got to pretend that's your front door.
James?
Wait, I thought you were talking to Emmy.
Oh.
Am I supposed to knock on her door?
No, I am knocking on the door. Can you not hear it?
No, I can't hear it.
It's really light, Bradley. You're not really Really doing it very loud.
You hear that?
No. I heard no knocking. Is there anyone at my door? I don't know, because I hear no knocking.
I just said
our upstairs neighbors definitely heard that one.
Well, they like us.
They do?
I mean, she likes me. I got her a better parking spot one day.
Well, I mean, they flooded our apartments. They better like us. Okay, yeah. back to the scene recreation. Pretend that the door just knocked, James. Like, pretend you're, like, cooking your dip and the door rings or knocks.
Oh, making my dip, putting some cream cheese and all that good stuff in there. I'm going to put it in the sink later, let it soak. Oh, someone's at the door. I wonder who that could be. Opens door.
Hi, are you James from the Disney College Podcast?
I am. Who are you?
My name's Bradley. Pretend my whole family's behind me. Have you met the Robinsons?
Hi, Bradley and the Robinsons.
You know, my initial idea for the show, and I just didn't want to, I was like, imagine if we just got my whole family to be in this episode.
That would have been terrible.
That would be something else.
But James has met the Robinsons before. Emmy has also met the Robinsons. And I have also met the Robinsons. So, James, let's talk meet the Robinsons.
Wait, what?
We're going to talk about Meet the Robinsons.
Meeting the Robinsons. Great movie.
I can't tell if that was sarcasm or if you genuinely... Can I just say, the only reason we did the Turning Red episode was so that I could stop posting about the stupid chicken movie. Zach Braff as a chicken is the worst. I also need to talk about, you know how we use Letterboxd as the site to keep track of our rankings?
No, I didn't know that. Letterboxd?
So for people who want to follow along, go to Letterboxd with a B-O-X-D.
L as in lemur, E as in elephant, T as in titty. Another one, and then another E in a box. Oh, I forgot the R.
Yeah, letterboxd.com/dcollegepod. You can see our ranking of these movies, which might contain spoilers depending on when we record. But when I was searching for Meet the Robinsons, there was a list on there that said movies that are better than Meet the Robinsons. And you know what the only movie on the list was?
What?
Chicken Little.
Of course it was.
Like, who? I want to investigate this person, like, really bad.
Stalk them.
We're going to stalk them. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want people looking
around. Rat Boy?
No, you're not supposed to say their name. Now they're going to...
Well, it's not the full name.
They're going to find it, though. Now, what the... The Last Temptation of Christ.
Their favorite film is Cats.
Yeah, not even the...
The Private Life of a Cat.
Cat's Eye.
Cat.
Cat singular, cats plural.
Recent activity: The Last Temptation of Christ, Blade. Dick Johnson is dead. Never heard of that, but it came out last year apparently.
Their most recent thing was The Last Temptation of Christ.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder what they gave Frozen 2. Do you think they gave it a good score?
Did they? If they didn't,
I can't find it anymore.
I don't see.
I just saw. Oh, where is it? Well, let's see what they gave Soul. They did not give it anything.
Didn't rate him? Look at the ratings. Just click ratings.
Ratings. They only rated two movies, and it is Cats Don't Dance and Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur?
Yeah. Oh, they wrote full reviews.
Oh.
The Last Temptation of Christ is very likely the most important movie I've ever seen. Not best, not favorite, but most likely important. I am not reading that. I mean, what does it even...
Someone told me something did the soundtracks. DeAngelis? I would have been watched this movie much sooner.
This movie grabbed me by the throat in the first few seconds. Oh.
Oh wow, that's like, that's does very that descriptive. Mean that
they were, does that mean that they were like hurt by the movie, or did they like
get a bummer?
Yeah.
Dun dun.
Wow. But also many great moments, but this not for me to say this isn't one of my favorites. They're very negative about these movies. Why do they type like that? The Batman? Scared Stiff, The Lighthouse, y'all. Willem Lufgat, what? Yo, can I hop on Birdcage to get Adam Sandler? Why are they typing like this? Is there a Chicken Little one? Evil Dead. Well, I did it. This movie. All right. Well, I'll keep looking for a Chicken Little one. James, tell us about your thoughts. Wow, this person really likes Willem Dafoe. Well, that's all I can say.
Who doesn't like William Dafoe? He's a nice guy.
He
is the Green Goblin. What
does he say in Spider-Man where he's like, you know, I dabble in science or something like that?
Oh, I'm a bit of a scientist myself.
Yeah.
that's a great line. Probably one of the best quotes of 2021.
This review may contain spoilers. I can handle the truth about Cats Don't Dance. Jim, start talking about Meet the Robinsons. Tell us a bit about what you think about it.
So Meet the Robinsons, actually, before we get into that, actually, no, I'll tell you later. But I'll tell you now. Why not? Did you know that it's actually the 15th anniversary of Meet the Robinsons?
Like today?
Not today, but this year. It came out 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Wow.
Too long.
Actually, we're coming right up on it. It was released on March 30th, 2007. So that's about 2 weeks from now. And
maybe like we should
a few days after this video, this podcast episode comes out.
Should we just drop it on the day that the 15th anniversary?
We should drop it at 11:59 on March 30th.
Yeah, but we still have the 31st.
Dang it.
That would just
I thought March was only 30 days. I messed that up. Oh. Can we just remove a day and just have only 30 days in March? Make it all even, please.
I want to say yes, but I'm not in charge of that. So.
Well, that sucks. But anyways, The Robinsons. It's a pretty great movie. I think this was one of my, like, this is when I really started getting into Disney movies, was going to see this one.
Did you see it in theaters?
I did.
Oh, wow. Actually, I remember you liking this movie a lot.
Yeah.
Like when I forgot about it. You really liked the T-Rex with the small arms.
I did. I like the story of it. I like the animation of the characters, their personalities, and a lot of the jokes are really funny.
So we know James's history. I mean, what's your history with this movie?
I've avoided it for years, and I finally watched it with you recently.
That was the first time? You had said you watched it before.
I had seen parts of it, but I never watched the whole thing. And then I liked it. It's not my favorite, but I thought it was cool. I thought that the boy who has a snake as his best friend was really depressing.
Snake is a good friend, though.
Yeah.
The boy with a steak is a friend.
Goob or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Goob. Goob.
Or Goob.
You said that he had a steak as best friend just because of the picture that we saw on the...
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, to be honest, the steak was more of a friend than Lewis was.
Lewis was just so selfish, wasn't he?
Honestly, I don't think Lewis.
Tom Selleck.
I don't think Lewis was really wrong. Oh, that's your foot. I don't think Lewis was really wrong.
No, I don't either.
I mean, what's his name? Should have just got more friends.
No.
That's actually a good point. I didn't think about it that way because, you know, like he was at school and everyone was saying hi to him, but he didn't say anything back.
Yeah, he did it to himself.
Well, to be fair, actually, I think the reason he hated Lewis, I'm counteracting what I said, was because he kept him up all night.
And he made him lose the base.
Lose the baseball game.
Well, he did, but he was very connected with him till that point. Like handing him all the tools for his science project thing he was working on.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they both were kind of annoying characters. The only character I liked was the little girl who trained frogs to do music. I thought she was so cool.
Yeah, Franny.
Franny, she's so cute.
I do want to kind of say, just as a... We watched this movie a month ago.
Oh, wow.
James watched like 3 days ago, so he has way more freshness to it.
Oh, yeah.
But did you know that this is based on a book called A Day with Wilbur Robinson?
Is it really?
The animation of the book looks nothing like the actual movie. Kind of like, you know, Shrek.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. Holy moly.
Did you look up the Shrek book or did you look up the Meet the Robinsons book?
I looked up the Meet the Robinsons book on Amazon.
Look up the Shrek book. It's Shrek with an exclamation.
I thought it was James for a second.
Yeah, the director kind of looks like you, James.
It does.
Oh, my. Anderson. Wait, oh, my.
Is that the Shrek book?
The 2008 one? By William Steig.
There's only one, but I don't think it came out in 2008, but maybe that's a repress of it.
Oh my god, there was really
Is William Steig the, I know I'm butchering that, is he the,
he's the author of Shrek. I gotta show Emmy so she can see.
I don't want to, I'm scared.
It looks like an older, more wrinkly me, with better hair.
No. Oh, no. We think the director of this movie looks like you.
Oh, the director of the...
Of Meet the Robinson.
Hold on.
No, you don't look like Shrek.
No, I'm talking about the guy that wrote Shrek.
Oh, did you look up William Steig?
I did. I found him on...
What does he look like? Let me look. I feel bad for anybody who really likes Meet the Robinson. Oh, wait, I just wanted to see what William Steig looked like.
Shrek! With an exclamation.
Probably that's what William Steig...
That's him young.
I mean, I think he's dead.
Yeah, what is it? Old picture?
I mean, they're all black and white. Oh, he looks like William Dafoe.
What? Like older... the Green Goblin?
Yeah.
Why?
The one we were just talking about. So I just want to clarify to everybody, we lost James very quickly as we discovered the discovery about William Steig. James, what did you want to say about the discovery of William Steig, the author of Shrek?
Well, he does kind of look like me, you know, if I was more wrinkly and had better hair.
Okay,
that's not who we were comparing him to.
Do you think that he looks like a certain actor that we've been talking about?
Maybe.
It's one that is a bit of a science guy himself.
I'm a bit of a
He doesn't look like William Dafoe.
Yes, he does.
I don't think so.
Not the one I'm looking at.
Is he young in the picture you're looking at?
I think so.
Look at the old picture.
You gotta look at him when he was old. The number one quote that he has is, "People are no damn good."
His Wikipedia page picture is Anderson at the premiere of Meet the Robinsons on March 25th, 2007.
Are we talking about the wrong people again?
I think we're talking about the wrong people. You told me he's the director of Meet the Robinsons.
No, I'm talking about William Steig.
The guy who wrote Shrek?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he looks like me, but with wrinkles and better hair.
No, he looks like Willem Dafoe.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Oh.
I'll message him to you. I'll message you the picture that I saw. And if you aren't instantly in awe, I don't think we can do this podcast anymore. But I should probably go into my history about the movie. I saw it and I said, oh, cool. That has my last name. And then I proceeded to not watch it because I thought I was too cool. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
You know what I did go? You know what I did go see that weekend, though?
What do you see?
The movie that beat Meet the Robinsons, Blades of Glory.
Oh, that's a good movie.
So what do you think I made the better choice of? Should I have gone to see Meet the Robinsons, or what do you think?
Oh, that's a tough call. I mean, I think it's a favorable substitute, but
yeah,
you know, I still think this movie's pretty good.
That was one of the movies that my dad took us to, Blades of Glory, and said that he wished that we left because he thought it was inappropriate.
Oh yeah, it was horribly inappropriate, but
it was PG-13.
Yeah,
we were all
and it had Will Smith. No, not Will Smith. Oh, I forget his name. Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. But can you imagine the movie with Will Smith?
That would be something else.
So back to
back to Meet the Robinsons.
Did you look at the picture of William Steig, by the way?
No, you never sent it to me.
Yes, I did. I just sent it to you in Messenger.
Oh, I thought you sent it on Skype. Oh, no. Sorry. Okay, God. Here we go. Photos of William Steig. Let's see. Oh, that is the same picture I saw, but I can zoom in now. And I do kind of see that.
You were going to say you didn't see it. But you just didn't want this argument to continue.
No.
Am I right?
No. I couldn't zoom in and see it. It was so small.
I am right here, unfortunately. We got to find more pictures
of William Steig. He does look like me with more wrinkles and better hair.
I don't see him looking like you.
Yeah, because, you know, he's older and he has wrinkles and better hair. That is my argument.
He doesn't look like you at all. He kind of looks like my grandfather. Not really.
Okay, in 50 years from now, on March 18th, 2072, if we're still alive, I'm going to call you up. I'm going to say, I look like William Steig from that picture. Because now I have wrinkles and I have better hair.
You better call.
Oh, I'm going to call.
You better. I'm waiting. All right, so back to Meet the Robinsons, you know, the great film from 2007 that, you know, came out, did its thing. People didn't really go see it.
You know, people didn't see it.
Yeah, it didn't do well.
Well, that's sad.
I will say, I still stand by the fact you said it had great animation, right?
It was very clean. I did like it for that.
I thought Chicken Little's animation was better, and I don't want to compliment Chicken Little.
I'll say that it had better animation than I remember it as, but I think Meet the Robinsons was better.
Like a better movie or a better, like...
Better animation style.
Emmy, what do you think?
No. Neither.
I do think that this movie.
I like Elsa.
Okay. We haven't reviewed that movie. We haven't reviewed that movie, have we?
We have not yet, no.
Closing.
So.
Well, the 10-year anniversary is coming up soon, so.
What? I've been. Oh my god, I'm so old. No, it's not.
Yeah, 2013.
I thought it came out.
The first one came out in 2013.
The end of 2013. So I was turning 18. I'm 26 right now. So it's going to be next year, right?
Yeah, 2013. Yeah. 2023.
I thought you meant like right now.
Oh, no.
I was like, wait, what?
I wonder if they'll do like a... like anything special in the parks for it.
Frozen makes my life so great.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
They have to. If they do, can we all go?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone has to go.
Everybody? Who's everyone?
Even our listeners.
The listeners all have to go?
And our friends that lived with us. Well, lived with you guys. I was just the extra, but I was also the seventh roommate.
You were what?
The seventh roommate.
Oh, yeah. Nick did say that in the other episode. So back to Meet the Robinsons. One of the things I had... we were talking about the... So the budget was $150 million, and it only made $169.3 million, which is not... good.
Still plus, yeah. Isn't it? I mean, don't get me wrong. That's not a huge profit for a Disney movie.
It's not a huge profit enough that there's no sequel. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that there's ever going to be a sequel.
I mean, that's fine. They kind of wrapped everything up.
Yeah, they went and they met the Robinsons, right?
Yeah. They don't, I mean, if, well, they can't really meet the Robinsons again because he is the Robinsons.
They should call it I Am the Robinsons. We are,
and
the Robinsons.
That can feature Will Smith, be like an I Am Legend, like a prequel.
So apparently there was a canceled sequel. That was going to be one of those Disney Animated Studios movies. Or not. It wasn't going to come out in theaters. So it was going to be direct to DVD. And it was going to be called Meet the Robinsons 2 First Date.
I'm sorry, but I love this movie. But that sounds awful. I'm very glad it was canceled. Because it probably would have affected the original as well. For me personally. I don't know about other people.
I wouldn't like it either.
I'd probably like it. Just because you guys said that you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, because you just have to be different.
I do.
Always.
Always.
My biggest problem with this movie, and this might be a good thing, that this is the only problem I really have with this movie. Well, besides, the story seems kind of rushed. But a lot of Disney movies around that time were doing that.
I can agree with that. It did feel, you know, they definitely could have probably spent more time with the family or like the post story, but
yeah, everything just kind of... once he got there. I mean, to be fair, I guess the whole plot, the title is Meet the Robinsons, and he met them, so I guess that's the biggest...
He met himself. That's everything.
What?
He did it. He met everyone. Himself. His child.
Yeah, so he was already going to meet
the Robinsons.
He met the Robinsons.
So, I will say my biggest disappointment, James, with this movie was they made a big deal about the Jonas Brothers song being in this movie, right?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Kids of the Future. It was Kids of America, but you know.
Oh, wow.
America.
It wasn't in the movie. They had a music video. They had clips. It was not in the movie at all.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, you want to know what else? When the Jonas Brothers sang Poor Unfortunate Soul, they didn't put that in the movie either for Ariel.
They didn't even release it.
They didn't release it.
Oh, wait. Yeah, they did.
They didn't.
That's crazy.
This is what James is going to look like.
Stop. What the heck are you showing me?
I'm putting him through an old filter so that we can see how old he gets.
So that, are you sending these to him?
No, not yet.
They're all.
Oh, geez. I've seen myself with an old filter, so I have a feeling I know what's coming.
Oh my god. Bradley, why did you post on Instagram about your cowboy hat phase?
Because I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. Is it not funny?
It is a little funny. You were obsessed with that. You were obsessed with that hat.
He did look really good with that hat on.
Thank you.
Didn't you tell me you wanted to get a set of boots to go with it?
A what?
Didn't you want to get a what with it?
You wanted to get a set of boots with it.
A set of oats?
Boots.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Boots.
Yeah, I wanted a set of boots.
You kept telling me that you really wanted a set of boots to go with the hat once you had it.
Dude, he still wants them. He asked for them, like, not even a few weeks ago. He's like, I want cowboy boots. See, I can't remember what we were in the conversation.
Can I tell you the real reason that I posted those on Instagram?
Because you thought you were hot.
No. I didn't think I was hot. I posted them as a joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, or as a, in quotations, joke. But I'm hoping that someone as a joke is going to buy me a cowboy hat now. Because they'll be like, you actually look great.
Yeah,
that's pink and has sparkles on it. I can't pull that off.
You have to take
I think you could.
Yeah.
You saying I have to take a picture with it on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's okay. Going to be the episode.
Okay, go grab it.
Right now?
Yes.
I'm not getting up.
Okay, sorry. Well,
I don't understand.
Did you hear that, James?
Yes, I did. Was that your Alexa?
It was. Yes. Apparently, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow's in this movie.
Is there really?
Yeah, apparently it's sung by They Might Be Giants.
Wow.
Yeah, great.
I missed that. I'll have to check that out.
Another fun fact. Are you ready for another fun fact?
I'm always ready for fun facts.
Okay. So they saw an early cut of the movie. John Lasseter, you know, the guy that isn't in Disney anymore because he's a creep. He saw an early screening of the movie, and he told the director that he did not find the villain scary or threatening enough and suggested some changes. 10 months after that, almost 60% of the film had been scrapped and redone.
Really?
Yeah, this is according to Wikipedia.
That's crazy.
The villain had improved and was given a new sidekick. A dinosaur chase had been added. See, if there was no dinosaur chase, James would be like, I met the Robinsons, but they weren't all good.
So you're telling me that because of his input, they turned the bad guy into Waluigi from Mario. Because during this time that I watched it, I hadn't thought about it till I watched it, but that's all I could see him as.
Well, do you want...
He totally looks like Waluigi. Wah, wah, wah.
See, he my issue. Wah, though,
so I was slightly disappointed about that. I was like, how are you going to make him look like Waluigi with the long, lanky legs and not have him say wah at all?
Just got to make it a meme.
Well, initially, the role, they wanted Jim Carrey to play the bad guy.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, after I read that, that was all I could think about. And I could not picture the guy being Jim Carrey.
That would have been such a great role for him.
I know. He picked, you know what movie he decided to do instead?
What?
The Number 23.
The Number 23, was that? I don't remember that one.
It's the one where the guy gets obsessed with the number 23 and makes his, and everything adds up. Like, this is going to be terrible, but in the movie, something plus something equals 23 times something, which equals 9/11. So he was able to predict 9/11.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Well, I don't actually.
That's awful.
Did you play the
23? Nothing does.
Everything equals 23 according to that movie.
What times what equals 23?
Not times, like this plus this, or this year plus this. I don't know. Who, you know, we're talking Meet the Robinsons. We're talking Meet the Robinsons. It's, you know, what's good. The
Robinsons.
Do you have any experience with the video game, James, for Meet the Robinsons?
No, I never played the game.
James, quick question. Wait, what?
Quick answer.
I forgot what you guys just said.
Okay, the video game. The video game, apparently the DS version, was a third-person shooter. So you like meeting the Robinsons and taking them out?
What?
What?
I don't know.
The reviews are not good for this game.
If Bradley and I get married, should we play Meet the Robinsons in the background of our wedding?
The whole movie?
And then,
oh, yeah. On repeat.
And then Mrs. Robinson as well walk down the aisle too.
And Kids of the Future to make up for the fact that it's not played in this movie.
Oh my god.
And we'll have a dinosaur.
James is the dinosaur.
Oh my god, James, will you be the dinosaur?
I will. I'm so honored. I will be the dinosaur.
Oh, yes.
I would love to. Also, side note, and you're Bradley, you're going to hate this. So I looked up the Meet the Robinsons game on Amazon, and then on the customers who bought this item also bought section. You know what the two games are?
Oh, no.
Toy Story 3 and Chicken Little Ace in Action.
Ace in Action? What is this?
It's, you know that, like the super dramatic Hollywood movie they played at the end of the film?
Yes.
When they dramatized his life. It's based on that. So I don't know how like legit it is. It probably doesn't feature anything from the actual movie. Oh, wait. No, Fish is in it.
The original Chicken Little and his friends Abby, Runt, and Fish, we know from the film, are featured in cutscenes throughout the game. Now, did they get Zach Braff to be in the game? I don't see it.
Oh no, Bradley's mad.
I do wish that
issues.
You know what I really do wish though? That Skype actually let you share audio still, because we would be watching the full Ace in Action full gameplay right now.
Oh, thank goodness.
You could still buy it on Steam for $20.
No.
You don't want me to download it now?
No, please don't.
Bradley,
buy cowboy boots. Don't buy that game.
Bradley only spends his money on the dumbest shit.
But buy the Meet the Robinsons DS game. Don't buy that game.
Oh, that looks terrible.
Okay, so this review says the chicken's not so little anymore. We take a close look at the second game on Disney's film. There's another Chicken Little game? How many Chicken Little games are there?
This is not the Chicken Little episode.
Yeah, he keeps coming back to haunt us, though.
You are doing it. You're the reason.
Oh, there is another one. Ugh. It looks so dumb. Came out for the Game Boy Advance. It got mixed average reviews. Oh, Ace in Action is the sequel. Oh, you can buy it on Steam for $10.
Hey, that's a pretty, that's better than $20, but still.
Huh. Well, this game, oh, the graphics are okay. They kind of look like that Toy Story ride in Disney. I feel like I've played this game. All right. What's
that game where you get the sandwiches for Stitch's cousin?
Is that a real game?
Yeah. That's the best one. You have to help Stitch's cousin. I think it's Leroy.
Oh, God, not Leroy.
Yeah. You have to help him build a sandwich. It was on the Disney website.
Oh.
It's so fun.
Maybe someday we'll go in and explore all these Disney games, but oh god, Dad Chicken Little looks terrifying. Oh god. I'll send them to you later, James.
Chimkin Little.
I think I'm good.
So James, do you have any more thoughts on what movie were we talking about again? Meet the Robinsons.
Meet the Robinsons. We're currently meeting the Robinsons.
Yeah.
I like the I think I said this before, but I think one of the huge parts about this film was the character designs. I thought they were very overtly done, and I thought that played off really well. You know, you have the super buff gym teacher with like the really short shorts and the dino shirt. You had the little goth girl just.
How is that what you noticed out of all the characters?
I was listing them all. Well, I mean, how could you not? He was huge. At the science fair, you had like the little scrawny, nerdy teacher, and then you got this huge gym teacher.
I don't even remember the gym.
Yeah, no, I was thinking Chicken Little again.
Oh, yeah, no, oh.
Get off that. Get off the Chicken Little wolf crap.
Be gone, little chicken.
Be gone.
Zach Braff's alien fight.
I'm gonna fry you, little chicken.
This weekend I'm gonna cook a bunch of chicken.
Not vegan.
What? You're not bacon?
I said I'm not vegan.
Oh.
I'm not vegetarian either. I can't help it.
But yeah, I also liked I like the did you catch the reference to Space Mountain when they got to the future? Instead of Tomorrowland, it was Todayland.
I did. That was pretty good.
Stop. That's so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I like whenever that thing happens with the cookie that he has in a box and it goes into the bad guy's house. And like
the cookie?
Yeah, they like have the Girl Scout cookies. And then it goes into the bad guy's house and it, like, steals the... that's not the right movie.
That's Despicable Me.
It is Despicable Me.
That's also like a great movie in its own right.
Well, James, do you have any further things to say about Meet the Robinsons?
I do. I felt very. How did that? I got a question for you. How did that quote make you feel at the end of the movie? The Walt Disney quote.
I wanted to just cry. Makes you feel like you can learn how to fly again, like a child.
It was very.
I don't remember what it was.
Keep moving forward.
It was a bunch of, I didn't remember the whole quote. I just remember the keep moving forward line. And that's like really the whole like message of this movie. And it was really good.
That should was all like definitely a really cute quote.
It's a very wholesome movie.
I almost got that as a tattoo a few times. Well, I've never had a tattoo, but I've thought about getting that as a tattoo multiple times.
What about a tattoo that says keep moving backward? And then under it, just write regressions, but spell it wrong.
Oh. That's not even funny.
I know. Did you know that the character of Lewis was voiced by two different people because one of them got puberty and they had to change the actor halfway through?
Yeah, and one of them's Tom Selleck.
No, not that. Yeah, Tom Selleck voices the older guy.
Was that when he said he was talking about the robot? And he was like, I'm never going to invent you. Because it sounded like he's, you know.
I don't know.
Probably.
It wasn't his normal voice for most of it is like really nasally. But then that one part, he's like, I'm never going to invent you. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, probably. His name is Jordan Fry. He was the
Mike TV.
Mike TV from...
In Willy Wonka with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look.
Is
this the movie where they showed a picture of Tom Selleck in the middle?
They did. Yeah. When they were trying to tell him what Wilbur's dad looked like, he was like, what does your dad look like? Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Well, he looked nothing like Tom Selleck when they showed him.
No, but that was hilarious in its own right. The fact that they put a picture of Tom Selleck in there.
So this kid really only he has not done anything really since. He had a movie just come out called Big Life. But, you know, there was also a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory video made, apparently.
Yeah, so I do remember that. I never played it. I kind of wanted it at first, but I'm glad I never got it. I'm sure it would have been not good.
I do miss all these crappy, like, movie games.
The SpongeBob game on GameCube where you're riding through Bikini Bottom, and I think you're on, like, the hamburger thing.
Oh, that's the movie one, right?
Yeah, but that one's, like, so good.
That one's good.
That game
was
fun.
All right, James, I keep interrupting you. What other what other thoughts you got?
So I also wanted to ask, who's your favorite Robinson of the bunch? Mine, I had to say, was Art, the superhero pizza man, voiced by Adam West.
Oh. He's good. I like Art.
I think I'm the best.
This is true. Okay. You are the best Robinson.
Yeah.
The whole Robinson bunch.
Exactly. No, I like the one that you said as well. What was it? They had a snake too, right? Is that what it was?
They had an octopus.
I like the two guys that were outside the door that kept being like, oh, I'm going to get them to answer the door because of me on this side. Oh, yeah.
The pot cousins.
What?
And I don't mean cousins. Not that kind of pot. They were their heads were actually in like flower pots.
Oh. No, they had like another animal.
They had a dog with glasses. And that was also a funny little pun they did. Because Lewis is like, oh, why is your dog wearing glasses? And the grandpa was like, oh, because insurance won't pay for contacts.
Wait, he had a dog?
Yeah. They had a dog. It only appeared in that one scene.
No, what was the animal that was
I swear, like the only animal they had was the like they had the octopus.
No, because he kidnapped them. And then put the helmet on him.
They had frogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he wasn't my favorite. But they did throw...
The frog wasn't your favorite?
No, but he did act like he was from, like, The Godfather and threw him in.
He did. That super strong New York accent.
Very dark joke for a Disney movie, but, you know, it is what it is.
I like the lady who's the grandma.
She's cool.
I like her. The one who makes cookies?
Yeah, and she's also the lady who has all the coffee patches at the science fair.
Oh, yeah. They reveal that at the end. Yeah, okay.
Because that they get together, her and the janitor get together, I think, or the gym teacher guy. I don't know. But
I don't think his role was specifically said. He just kind of showed up at the end.
Yeah. And then they adopt Lewis. And then Lewis falls in love with Franny. And they make a family.
Was Franny his sister?
No, Franny's not his sister. He doesn't have a sister, remember? He's adopted.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if they also adopted Franny.
No.
Okay.
She got married, and that's why they're together in the future.
The Kids of the Future by the Jonas Brothers, which wasn't in this movie. God. All right, James. Before I get really angry, continue with your thoughts.
Let me see what else I got in my notes.
Did you really write notes?
I usually do too, but
I took a few for it. As rushed as the story was, I thought it was good. I think
it was
one of my biggest.
Wait, were you gonna say? Original. It was very original.
I will say one of my biggest complaints was the Goob ending, where they offered to adopt him into part of the family, and then he just kind of runs off. And yeah, I forgot about the what happened after that. So I thought, is that how? That's seriously how they're ending like his arc? Like, you can't really like make a whole sequel off of that one moment. I think not something that feels like genuine. I mean, maybe they could. I don't know. Maybe it was in that Meet the Robinsons, the first date kind of thing. I don't know.
No, but I wonder if the first date was going to be him as a kid going on the first date with that girl from the science fair.
Yeah. Actually, I feel like that would be like, that would have potential as like either like a bunch of shorts or like a mini series on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see this coming back as like a direct to Disney Plus type thing once the nostalgia kind of catches up. If they pull that with Chicken Little, though, I am burning Disney Plus to the ground.
I don't think that's going to happen. That we're already past the 15-year mark.
Okay. Good.
Unless they want to do it for 20 years, but that's for another 3 years, so we got some time.
Good.
But yeah, that part kind of disappointed me a bit, and obviously they came back at the end and kind of, you know, corrected that issue, kind of.
Like we're all in this together type moment.
Yeah, when he woke up the kid in the field and he caught the ball and it was like, oh wow, so all that bad stuff that happened to him after that moment like didn't happen.
He became Good Goob. Is that what his name is?
Yeah, Mike Zagoobian or something. I don't know. Waluigi clone.
Well. If that's all we got for notes, it's time for our favorite section of the show, where we rank the movie. So we do it on Letterboxd, like we said in the beginning. If you're still here, you can go to letterboxd.com/dcollegepod, see all the rankings. James, out of 5, what would you give this movie?
I'm just going to go out and give it a 5, you know.
A 5 out of 5.
Personal opinion, I like the movie. I think it has a great message. Animation style is pretty good. And I don't know if I said this at the beginning. This kind of felt like the beginning of when Disney, like, started to, you know, get on a roll. Like, they were knocking out, you know, like, movie after movie.
Like, after their little period.
Yeah, where they were like the experimentation period when they did you know, Chicken Little and all that.
Dinosaur. And now I do have to correct you with something, because I can assure you that they did not get on a roll after this movie. Because do you want to know what the next movie that came out was?
What came out after this?
Bolt.
Oh, yeah, I remember Bolt. Actually, I don't remember Bolt because I never actually watched it.
Oh, we're going to get to see it. Me and Ryan saw it in theater. He hasn't been on the show, but me and Ryan saw it in theaters because he picked. You know what? You're right. Because Bolt came next, which was kind of a movie to a lot of people. And then The Princess and the Frog came, and then it was Tangled, Wreck-It Ralph, Frozen. James was right, everybody.
Oh, my God. Somebody record that. I'm never going to hear that ever again.
Just make that your ringtone.
Yeah. Every... James was right.
Oh, I can download this after. I can do that.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I'm not sending you the file. So, I mean, out of five, what would you give this movie? And you got to turn to the mic.
Yes. Well, whenever you rank it, do you try to do it as if you're unbiased or as if it's your own opinion?
What?
I'm trying to decide because I would give it two different ratings for that. If it was for my own opinion about the movie, about like how I liked it, it probably would be like a three because it's not very relatable to me. But I think the movie for someone else that it's more relatable to could be really good, like a five, like for James. He liked it. And it's a, like, not like a girls and boys thing, like where it's like a boy movie or a girl movie, but like I like more princesses movies.
Yeah, we go by your personal.
Okay, then I guess a three. That's what I would say. Did that all make sense?
No, it made sense.
I just don't think.
So the current like ratings that we have are a three and a five. I was going to give it a three and a half. Because the movie does what it wants to. You meet the Robinsons. And, you know, you met them. They're there. They're cool. I liked it quite a bit. It wasn't my favorite. I don't think it would get above like a four. I don't think it's one I'm really going to watch again. But I'm happy that you really liked it.
Aw, thanks. And I totally understand.
What would you... So now we got to...
I won't hold it against you.
You won't hold it against me. We got to decide on a middle ground. So would a 3.5 or a 4 be a better middle ground? What's the... Is a 3.5 a middle ground, even though that was my grade?
If it was a 3.5 and mine was a 5...
Emmy's was a 3.
It was a 3? Okay, so hold on. Let me average this out real quick. Stand by for calculations.
I think it would be a 4.
It would be a 3.8.
3.8? Well, I only have the option of... I don't have the option.
Well, 8 is closer to 10 than 1, so...
Yeah, so I just round it up to 4. Yeah.
All right, well, the Disney College Podcast officially gives Meet the Robinsons 4 out of 5, which you never would have guessed because it was not on James's list of the best Disney movies a year ago.
This is true, but we hadn't actually discussed the best Disney movie. Wait. Oh, we did. Well, this is a larger scale.
Plus, you just saw it.
Again. Yeah.
But it would have been a great replacement for the Star Wars TV show that was number one on your list.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Actually, no, I'm not going to replace it with this. I feel like there's other movies that I could replace it with. So stand by for future reviews in the event that ever gets replaced on my list from like a year and a half ago.
So are you ready to see our current ranking and where it stands right now?
Sure, hit me with it.
All right, Emmy, take a guess.
What?
We've done 4 movies, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is our top movie so far?
What were the other ones?
Okay, I gotta turn it.
So Encanto, Chicken Wendell.
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, Emperor's New Groove.
And Meet the Robinsons. So you think Emperor's New Groove is number one?
Yeah.
You would be correct. Emperor's New Groove is number one.
Well, duh, that's a crowd favorite.
What do you think is number two?
Meet the Robinsons.
It's Meet the Robinsons, which is technically a tie.
With Encanto?
With Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, okay.
We both gave that a four. And then it's Encanto, and then it's Chicken Little, way below at a one star.
No, you guys.
What do we give Encanto? 3.5. Wow, we're pretty generous. We're pretty generous here at the Disney College Podcast.
So generous.
Pretty generous.
Anyways. So next month's movie, I think, is going to be Snow White, because it's like the anniversary of it. So I think it might be Snow White. With the seven. Oh, the anniversary was in February. Wow, we missed that one, didn't we?
All right, just a bit.
You know what we'll do? Snow White will be coming soon, but Emmy, pick a movie for us to do next.
Ooh, Aristocats.
Aristocats? Is that just because you want to watch Aristocats?
Yeah.
Aristocats is pretty good.
So it seems like our next month movie is going to be Aristocats.
Yes.
Or Snow White. We might do Snow White next and then bump Aristocats to the next month. But it's picked and it will be done. You will either see that in, this is out in April. So May or June. Those are our May or June movies.
May or June.
Our Magic May movie.
Our Magic May.
That's how it's being branded. Magic May movie.
I will brand it as that. Don't tempt me.
Do it.
All right. So, Emmy, do you have anything that you'd like to advertise?
I got a really good review at work today.
That's awesome. But it's that not is an really advertisement. Awesome. Congratulations. But I meant, like, is there anything you want people to go check out?
Check out my book. It will be coming out in about probably 6 months at the rate I'm going. But other than that, feel free to also check out Toadstool Sandwich, the Instagram page where I put up pictures. Also, probably the next one will be in another 6 months as well.
Okay. You can also buy some stickers and stuff.
You can buy stickers. There's nothing really that's good for stickers yet, except for my cat pumpkin. That one's pretty good.
Ooh.
Yeah. And also listen to D College Pod here at Anchor or Spotify or any of your
Disney College Podcast.
What did I say?
D College Pod.
What did you change?
It's Disney College Podcast now.
Oh.
The other one left.
Oh.
So we took the name over. It's been about a year.
I don't know. Listen to this podcast anywhere, everywhere, all the time.
You'll hear an ad for that one. Cut. You know, James is going to talk about his YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, and along with this show, I also have my own channel on YouTube called Toga Tips. It's a Pokemon-themed channel. We do lots of tips, news updates, all that kinds of stuff. And we actually might have something special coming for April 1st. Actually, this will be out already, so... Actually, yeah, I guess I can say it, you know. We got something special coming April 1st, so... You might want to go check that out.
Is there more yogurt? Is there more yogurt?
I can't confirm nor deny that. I'm just saying it's possibly going to be dairy good.
Oh my God.
I'm going to leave it at that. So yeah, go on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Toga Tips. Go check it out.
I'd say
the best thing ever.
I'd say check out the link in our show description, but I stopped including things in the show description. Except for on the turning red thing, I think people thought I was being legit, but I copied and pasted that awful review on Facebook of turning red and just posted that in the show description. So yeah.
Oh wow.
Anyways, you know, this was an episode. We met the Robinsons. If there's one thing that I can take from this episode and this movie is that we met the Robinsons.
I did one time.
You did meet the Robinsons once?
What?
You say you did meet the Robinsons?
Yeah, at least a few times.
Yeah. Well, James, leave us with something Meet the Robinsons / Chicken Little related.
So, you know, it's been a rough couple of years, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of bad stuff going on and stuff in Ukraine. But despite all of that, I think the best thing we can all do is keep moving forward. That is my advice for the day from this movie. Just keep moving forward.
See, I was going to end it like right there because I'm like, that's powerful. But I feel so weird just ending it there because it's so serious and so dedicational and dedication.
I think at the end you could just do the keep moving forward right after he says that, kind of like a election commercial. Well,
we're still in the show right now. We haven't left the world of the show.
You could still cut it.
No. No edits. But yeah, no, listen to James's advice. Keep moving, or Disney's advice? James's advice?
I quote Walt Disney for that advice.
Yeah, listen to Walt Disney, listen to James, listen to me. And thank you for meeting the Robinsons with us.